My dad loved going fishing, and he was pretty competitive about it. Who can catch the first fish, the most fish, and the biggest fish? He would get very annoyed if he wasn't the one winning, which was always funny to me because I never took his competition very seriously. I was much more interested in catching sun rays, which is why, by Murphy's Law, I'd catch the first fish without even trying. Of course, there were rules in Dad's fishing competition. The fish had to be legal. If it wasn't big enough, it didn't count, and you had to toss it back. But when it measured up, I can still hear my dad exclaim, "He's a keeper!" Before you toss a fish back, measure its value. The fish is a great metaphor for food. We all need the basics. We need to eat, and we need shelter or a home. And to get these things, we need to work. Who provides your paycheck? Is it your company, your boss, your clients, or your customers? In addition to fishing advice, my dad always gave me practical business advice. If I was complaining about a client, he would say, "Is he a keeper?" And then he would remind me that it's easier to keep a client than to catch a new one. The pitch challenge today, before you quit your job, dump a client, or ignore a customer, consider the energy required to keep the work versus finding new work. This doesn't mean you can never move on or leave a situation that's not ideal, but sometimes the grass looks greener on the virtual other side of our career, when many times we could be swapping one problem out for another. Measure your current relationship investment before you carelessly toss it into the ocean. The same advice applies in your personal life too. And who knows? You could be a pretty good fisher of men and not even know it.